I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. The Georgia House has passed a sweeping revamp of the state's adoption code. The new legislation streamlines the process, allows repayment of the birth mother's living expenses, and shortens the time that a birth mother can call off an adoption after giving up her child. A similar bill stalled last year when Republicans added religious liberty language. This is Representative Burt Reeves.
The Senate has worked hard to make this a better bill. The Senate has worked closely and hard with the governor's office to resolve the issues in this concept, and resolution has been reached.
In Georgia, approximately 3,000 children are adopted each year, and 14,000 are in foster care. A Georgia Senate committee has backed a proposal to expand the services offered to opioid addicts. The bill, sponsored by Buford Republican Senator Renee Unterman, would also go after scammers who make money by referring addicts to low-quality rehab centers. It would also create a commission to further study the epidemic and seek grant money to fund nonprofit recovery programs across Georgia. The bill awaits Senate debate. Well, a new investigation finds that the power outage plan for Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport is not in the airport's possession. According to the AJC, the airport claimed to have a plan in place before a fire caused an 11-hour blackout back in December. But weeks after the incident, the city's Department of Aviation was unable to produce a copy of the emergency plan. The AJC has filed an open records request with the Atlanta Airlines Terminal Corporation, a private entity that handles facilities maintenance, to see if they have access to the outage plan. And Atlanta-based UPS says it plans to spend up to $7 billion this year on new cargo airplanes and automation for its distribution centers. This after the company was caught off guard by the volume of online shopping deliveries during the holiday season. UPS delivered over 760 million packages between Thanksgiving and Christmas. UPS earned $4.9 billion in 2017, up from $3.4 billion in 2016. And two of the nation's largest food distributors say poultry companies are conspiring to fix prices. The Wall Street Journal reports Sysco and U.S. Foods are suing Tyson, Pilgrim's Pride, and Sanderson Farms. Sysco and U.S. Foods allege the companies manipulated prices and conspired to limit poultry supplies. A spokesman for Tyson called the allegations unfounded. Georgia is the nation's largest producer of broiler chickens. And finally today, the Georgia Black Caucus is commemorating the first black legislators to serve in the General Assembly. Yesterday, the group gathered to honor the original 33 lawmakers who were elected in 1868 during Reconstruction, but were expelled because of their race. The legislators also endured threats, beatings, and in some cases, even death. Andre Washington is the interim director of the Georgia Black Caucus.
The legislators wanted to come together in solidarity to send a strong message that they're, one, acknowledging the historical legacy that they stand upon, but two, with an eye towards the future and continuing the fight for civil and human rights and for justice.
A monument honoring the original 33 was commissioned in 1976. It stands outside the Capitol. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.